I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth drives the back roads of the Outer Cape with a forager looking for elderberry flowers.
Okay. So, many different sambucus. There's sambucus nigra and then canadiensis, which is this one. And the leaf is a little different. But they're here. I'm so excited.
That's Constanza Leal. She works as a forager both in Colombia, where she spends her winters, and for a local restaurant in Wellfleet. We just spotted some elderberry plants in a wet, sunny spot on the side of the road.
Elder is such a magical plant and food because it really has been known for so long as the people's medicine. There's medicine in the berries, the bark, the leaves, the stems.
There's also medicine and food and drink in the flowers. The fragrant, buttery white flowers are umbel flowers, like Queen Anne's lace, only much bigger and on a shrub. When elderberry flowers in late June, it marks the easiest time of year to identify the plant.
So can you describe the flower?
Very delicate, always is going to be white in color, except farther north, where sometimes you can find a type of elderberry that actually has a pinkish purple flower. But the one that we get here in New England, very generous, white, beautiful clusters of flowers.
The flowers are incredibly aromatic and are often used in drinks. If you've ever tasted Saint Germain on its own or in a cocktail, that's an elderflower liqueur. You can make it by steeping freshly picked elderflowers in vodka and adding sugar. But there are all kinds of other non-alcoholic drinks you can make with elderflower too.
One year I foraged a bunch of elder and I made some really beautiful wild sodas that were very bubbly. It's like the, you know, it's like a floral champagne, if you will. And it was one of the most fun experiences to just, in such a short period of time, to make such a fun, sparkling beverage with the wild yeast that's found naturally on the flowers.
Elderflowers have yeast in their pollen. And it's so abundant that it ferments elderflower soda quickly before all the sugars are consumed and the drink becomes alcoholic. This makes it a fun, wild drink to make and try with kids. The flavor of elderflowers in drinks is hard to describe. It's floral, but not like lavender or rose. More like a jasmine-scented grapefruit, only sweeter and muskier. You can also eat elderberry flowers. In many European cuisines, they're served lightly battered and fried. Constanza says this elderflower tempura is excellent.
It's so delicate, and it's not particularly strong in flavor, but it's just delicious because you're really enjoying the blossoms with the tempura, so you can put that on anything. I mean, think of if you were to have ice cream with maybe fried dough, which I wouldn't, but I would definitely have it with elderflower tempura.
In both the elderflower tempura and the drinks, you want to avoid eating the elderflower stems. They can cause digestive problems, so you're supposed to snip them off and only take the blossoms. Constanza also cautions that although she loves working with elderflowers, she tries to pick them sparingly. After all, later in the summer, they become elderberries. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has put up some recipes for homemade elderflower liqueurs and sodas and a recipe for that tempura battered elderflower, all on our website at capeandislands.org. And if those aren't enough to make you elderberry crazy, I don't know what to do for you. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.